Hi, everybody, and welcome to Rice to Meet You, special quarantine episode number 2. We just want to thank all of our listeners for your support, and especially to those who've become patrons or upgraded their tiers in the last week. We are so overwhelmed with all your support, and we are so grateful. We know that the world is a bit of a crazy place right now, but rest assured, we're going to be doing everything we can to keep these episodes coming out for you, so that hopefully we can bring a bit of levity into what I'm sure is quite a strange time for you right now. So again, thank you so much for your support, and keep safe, guys. And hopefully we'll be able to return to a regular everyday soon. And now, on with the show.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
Welcome to another episode of Rice to Meet You, a comedy podcast about Asian culture. Special quarantine episode number 2. I'm your host, Nigel Ng.
And I'm your host, Evelyn Mok.
Yes, we are doing this remotely, people. Even though hopefully the audio quality will be okay, but Evelyn's not in the same room as I am.
Yeah.
So the dynamic's different. So if this episode is shit, let us know, and then we'll brave the coronavirus and go to each other. We will die for our listeners. We will die for our fans, because that is our commitment. Once you support our Patreon, you have our lives. We put our lives on the line for you. What other content creator does that for you? Just us.
Let me tell you, Nigel is a little bit annoyed because I live with 5 other people. And nowadays, just going outside has become like a communal thing. Like everybody kind of has to have a say. And we mutually all decided that it was best that I didn't brave the corona to go to Nigel's and record a podcast. Nigel is a bit annoyed by that.
I was annoyed, but you know, now I'm okay now. I calmed down a bit now after having a coffee. And maybe I was also hungover, so that added to the annoyance. But I was annoyed. And then I thought to myself, why are you annoyed? It's just a fucking podcast. Why are you getting angry? There are way worse things to worry about in this day and age than oh no, my co-host can't record a podcast in my flat. You have to do it via Skype. I'm being such a pussy.
You are.
You know, I was being so lame. So no more annoyance. We're going to deliver a good product. We want to shout out to all our patrons who just joined us and support us through this time. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And for people who buy our merch, so much love coming from us. We really appreciate you guys. And as you might have known, we lost all our work until, I think now, for the next 6 months, probably.
And so we've had to like sort this out remotely, and we just had quite an afternoon trying to sort this out. But I think we managed it.
I hope so. And I know what you're doing is the right thing, but in my head, I'm like, our careers are more important than your housemates' lives. So, because personally, I don't really care. You know, I think I said this to you. Why are you taking advice from people less successful than you? I thought to myself, holy shit, I'm valuing people's worth by amount of career success they have. That is not a good sign. I'm a psychopath. I think I've learned from the coronavirus that I am a psychopath. I'm that guy in American Psycho with a nice business card. The Asian version.
But that is how Asian people socialize. You know, when we try to one-up each other?
Yeah.
To show face? When Asian moms are like, oh, my daughter's studying to be a doctor. Yours is an accountant? Oh, that's good.
Just kidding. I do care about your housemates, but only the ones who have been on the podcast.
He's the worst one.
Really?
No, he's fine.
He's the one stopping you?
No.
Now, I think it's a responsible thing to do, even though I'm stuck here by myself. I live by myself. I don't have housemates. So I think it's only a few more days before I cave into the voices in my head and kill myself. But that's okay. Who cares?
That went dark, Nigel.
What? I realize everybody has voices in their heads. I used to think I didn't have them. But that was because I was too busy to listen to them. Now that I have too much free time, they're there. When I turn the stove on, they're like, yeah, put your hand over the stove. Put your hand over the stove, you pussy.
Oh my God, are you finally going to need therapy?
I don't need therapy. I just need the... I'm just trying to negotiate with the voices, telling them, hey, relax. I've been nice to you this whole time. Let's watch a Korean drama together, you know?
No, you're kind of like, hey, get away. I've been too busy for you. And now they're coming back with a vengeance towards you. Oh my god, Nigel, you're gonna be the one who dies after this pandemic. This is so funny. This situation is like everything that I've prepared for mentally. With all of my depression, with all of my social anxiety, with all of my things. And like, sure, you, with your healthy mental health, you function in a normal society where everything is up and running and you can go out and meet people. But me, in a crisis, I am doing so well.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that, Evelyn. Teach me your ways.
First, you have to stop loving yourself. Because if you don't love you, then nobody else can. And then you'll be fine being alone.
Okay. Who's the dark one now?
I know, yeah. It took a turn.
I think we are not going to recover from this as a society. So I've made peace with the fact that I might die. And it's not a dark thing. It's just, you only fear death if you think your life is valuable. I don't. So if I go, I go. I hope I'll be able to participate in a few orgies before I go. That'll be nice. You know, if that happens, I'll really appreciate it. Wink, wink. Slide into my DMs, please, orgy organizers. God. But if I die, I die. It'll be nice to have an orgy because that's on my bucket list. Let's try to have that before I go. That'll be nice.
And this is 1 week after quarantine, people.
How am I going to survive 12 weeks of this?
You have cabin fever, like for real.
I've been walking outside today, just around the block, trying to look for a place. The gym has shut. I'm trying to look for a tree where I can hang my gymnastic rings from, but all the tree branches are too tall.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what I was doing this morning. I was trying to walk around. The parks are closed. But that sucks. I need to work out, man. I can't look, you know.
Oh my god, this is hilarious.
This will be the first podcast that journals mankind's descent into insanity.
Oh, Nigel, I'm nervous now because I can hear myself wheezing while I'm laughing.
You've always been like that. Don't blame it on the coronavirus.
No, I think there's something going on.
Really? Well, earlier when we were trying to do a test run of this remote recording style, and like every 2 seconds you could hear Evelyn just heavily breathing. Like when I'm talking and you're just listening. You sound like you just like climbed out a flight of stairs.
It's because
but you're sitting
of that.
Down. But you're sitting down. How is this happening?
I'm a mouth breather.
When I'm not talking, I'm looking at the levels on my computer. When I'm not talking, the levels are completely zero. There's nothing. But when you're not talking, it's
actually true, because just now I could see that the levels were going up.
You do voiceover for Sky.
I do.
Surely they don't record you saying, please stay tuned for the next episode. You are the pro here.
I'm spoiled because I'm used to, like, our equipment at your place, which automatically filters that out. And then also the equipment at Sky filters it out. But now I'm at home with a microphone and it picks up everything. Like, it picks up everything.
That's how you know how gross we actually sound.
Yeah.
Without the filters and the effects. It's an effect called a noise gate. For the nerdy people out there, a noise gate is when the mic cuts out all the sound if it falls below a certain decibel threshold. So that usually the gross mouth sounds and the gross breathing sounds are all really quiet, so it filters it out. But now, because we're recording straight into the computer, there's no filter, there's no noise gate, so we hear everything, people.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
I just tried breathing really quietly now when you were talking. And I think it worked.
Why are you a mouth breather?
I mean, I've always been a mouth breather.
You shouldn't do that. It's bad for you.
Why? Why is it bad?
Because your nose has like nose hairs that filter out a lot of stuff. And also, there's a reason they call idiots mouth breathers. You know, you don't want that reputation. You just look a little silly. Just you drop 5 IQ points immediately. When I meet someone who breathes from their mouths, I don't want to talk to them.
Come on.
We automatically make assumptions about my mouth breathers. Trust me.
It's easier to breathe through your mouth. I think I have a deviated septum or something. Something that makes it tougher to breathe through the nose.
You gotta stop blaming things on on how broken your body is, Evelyn. Oh, it says okay. Diabetes, high blood pressure, deviated septum. Wow, how convenient.
I'll breathe through my nose now.
Nah, okay. Well, it's all right. I'm just making fun of you. I'm just glad you're alive, first of all. Because we were talking about last week, we were saying how Evelyn's going to go. So last episode. So she's still standing, people. She's still healthy. Just barely functioning. She's still good. She's lost her sense of taste and smell, which I found out is a symptom of coronavirus.
No, I haven't yet. I thought I had today because I pooped earlier and I couldn't smell it. But then when I used the hand wash, I could smell the hand wash. So maybe I just had like a discreet poop. But my housemate actually had that. So he fell ill like I think a week ago. And he kind of self-isolated in his room, but then he got better, but he had his sense of smell and taste had disappeared. And then we found an article where it said that that could be a symptom of the coronavirus, although it's not official yet. But they found that that's a symptom in a lot of people who've tested positive in South Korea and in China. Yeah.
Okay, well, I got worried because I was like, oh shit, I can't smell anything. I can't taste anything. Oh, it's just British food. That's why. Hey! Oh, I wish we had the sound effects. Bow, 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 bow.
You're the only one who likes them, Nigel.
What? Are you listening to our housemates again?
No.
I can do no wrong. But I'm just glad you're alive. It's all good.
Thank you. I'm glad you're alive too, even though you want to kill yourself.
I don't want to kill myself. I'm just okay with, you know, being killed. I'm not going to do it myself. If it happens, it happens. But I'm not going through the effort. You know the amount of Googling you have to do to kill yourself successfully?
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's really hard now. Pills, they limit how many pills you can buy. And most pills are like timed release. So you can't really kill yourself with it. So what else? Okay, you want to buy a razor. All right. They have to Google how to actually cut yourself. And then Google tells the authorities because you're searching for these dark shit. I'd rather just make a TikTok video. TikTok's the only thing stopping me from ending it all because it's great.
I've gotten really into TikTok, actually. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so easy to be a creep on there. I love it.
There's so many Asian people on TikTok.
Yeah. Give me a follow on TikTok, people. At Mr. Nigel Ng.
Follow Nigel.
I have to say, my landlord was kind enough to reduce my rent. Temporarily, I still have to pay him back. But reduced my rent by £450 a month, so that's good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I still have to pay him back. But I have to say, I'm so glad that my landlord is old. Because I might not have to pay rent soon.
Oh my god, Nigel. Now he's doing his TikTok dance.
I hope he doesn't hear this. But this is the boomer remover, all right? If you want a house, just go lick some old person's doorknob and then he'll open it and then he'll get the coronavirus and you get a house.
This is the boomer remover. That's so funny.
Yeah. I have a friend who listens to the podcast because I told her to in quarantine because she lives by herself too. And then I want her to stay sane. So I said, okay, listen to the podcast. And so she said something really funny the other day. I told her, okay, I'm supposed to do Melbourne. So I lost a few thousand pounds of income and it really sucks. I'm going to struggle financially. And then my friend, she said, yeah, I lost a few thousand pounds too. You know, I was supposed to go on a scuba diving trip to Indonesia. And it's like, these two things are not the same. One is me struggling to survive, and two, okay, your vacation got cancelled. I have no sympathy for you. I know you're trying to relate. I know you're trying to relate, and I appreciate you being there for me, and it's nice to have someone to talk to a few days ago. But it's just ridiculous, you know? That's like a homeless person saying, oh, I'm just really starving and I struggle to get food. I'm like, I know, right? My reservation at the restaurant got cancelled. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, so, actually.
It's really funny. It's really funny. I laughed when she said it. But
did she understand why it was funny?
I don't know. I don't want to shame you too much because it's actually really funny. And I know you didn't mean it, but it can be classified as a little bit insensitive. Although I don't give a shit. I just found it really funny.
It's so funny to hear Nigel Ng calling somebody else insensitive.
What? I'm saying it can be misconstrued as insensitive. I'm not saying she is. okay? A scuba diving trip and me dying of hunger, not being able to pay rent. Not the same thing.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so it's just funny. That's all I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay, okay.
So how are you, Evelyn? Enough about me.
Finally, after 25 minutes. How are you, Evelyn?
Sorry, welcome to the Nigel Ng Show.
Well, I don't know if listeners can hear it, but I hear it myself. When I laugh, I hear a little wheeze. It's really weird. I'm a bit worried about what's going on with me. I think my bronchitis might have come back because I have a cough.
Evelyn really needs your help, people. So if you want to help Evelyn, if you want her to be around for next week's episode, we have a Patreon. We have a new tier called the COVID-19 Rescue Team. Or we can call it the Bronchitis Rescue Team. Evelyn needs all the help she can get. And even if Evelyn dies, she needs money for cremation. So your money will go towards a good use.
Have I become the, like, make-a-wish kid of Rice to Meet You?
Yeah, people aren't going to give money to me. Have you heard the shit I said?
Oh my God.
We're going to lose some patrons over this episode, I think. But yeah. It's okay. This is just to show people self-isolating if you're alone can lead to disastrous consequences.
It really can. However, I've been okay, Nigel. I've actually been talking to my parents, who've been very irresponsible because they've been going out and having dinner with their friends and stuff. It's interesting because it feels like we're becoming our parents' parents now.
Yes.
Because I keep telling them to stay home and I'm like, why are you going out? You can't go. Stay home.
That's true.
And they're like, what? We're fine. Nobody here has it. We can see Tony. And I'm like, no, you can't see Tony. Tony's gonna kill you. Because Tony's wife, Monica, is still going to work. And Monica works for the TFL in Sweden. And she sees random people every day. So she's gonna take something home to Tony. And then Tony's gonna transfer it to you.
The truth is, something like what Monica does, I think it's great. I think there are a lot of jobs that you can't avoid. You have to work at the place, you know? You can't work remotely. So Monica's doing a great, you know, doing a great service for everyone. But yeah, your parents need to be more responsible. We are becoming our parents' parents, you're right. So last week, I just threw a slipper at my mom. No, just kidding, because Asian parents beat their kids, right? So now I'm hitting my parents.
Yeah, I'm using a bamboo stick. Whipping my parents.
How many cases are there in North Korea, by the way? We don't hear much. Well, that is one benefit of living in North Korea. There is no coronavirus there. There is no food at shelter either, but no coronavirus.
I don't think there's any coronavirus in North Korea because they don't let anybody in or out. They're super strict.
Well, they got that right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh my God, people need to survive there. We need to crash land into North Korea.
Yay! Watch that. Have you watched that TV show? Have you started watching it?
No, I haven't yet. No.
Go watch it. What are you doing? What else are you busy doing? Seriously. We're all unemployed now. And if you're a comedian listening to this, yes, sure, start a podcast if you want. But go stock some shelves at a grocery store, which is what I'm going to do. I think starting next week, probably going to go apply for a job as a shelf stacker at a grocery store. Because, one, it's a good thing to do. Everybody needs your help. And I need the money, too. And it'll be good to get outside the house.
Are you really going to do it?
Yeah. This is desperate times. It's wartime, people.
That's true, actually. I used to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Stacking shelves is better value to humanity than going on Instagram Live. People need shelf stackers. And I'm going to be there. I'll be on the front lines. Our ancestors went to war for us. The least we could do is stack some shelves at Tesco. To arrange the fusilli in nice stacks.
Why is it that it's shelf stackers specifically that are needed?
Oh, I think they need a few other types of... I'm just saying shelf stacker for convenience. I don't know the details. They probably need cashiers too. But you know what we don't need? More podcasts. I make sense, people. I make sense.
Nigel, don't we have like a few listener things?
Yes, we do. We, first of all, before this, I also called one of our COVID-19 rescue team people, Tom Green, because he said one of the rewards for being in that tier. We have two patrons at that tier now. So thank you so much, Tom, and another patron who doesn't want to be named and doesn't want to be on the call. I talked to Tom earlier. Unfortunately, we didn't do a three-person call because I couldn't figure it out yet. But I talked to Tom earlier and it was a nice chat. So here's the call.
Hey, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom, this is Nigel Ng.
Hey, Nigel, how's it going?
Good, good. You are being recorded right now.
Ah, okay, got it.
Yeah, so don't say anything incriminating. Evelyn's not here because we're all supposed to stay quarantined and stay put at home. So I'm going to do a Skype podcast with her later. But I just want to, you know, give you a call. First of all, thank you so much for your support. It really helps us out because we are completely jobless. So I think the $50 a month really helps with our bills. So thank you so much, Tom.
No problem. Thanks for your content.
Oh, you're welcome. We like making it. So what about you? How are you doing? Are you quarantined? Are you working? What do you do?
Yeah. I'm in the Netherlands, which is, I think it's about a week ahead of the UK of like lockdown, so on the social distancing stuff. Good news is for you guys, it'll be a few more days and then the supermarkets will be back to normal. You'll be able to buy toilet paper. So that's good. I did establish like the reason why people are going for toilet paper because they don't have their shit together, right? So that's kind of why they have to shop it. There you go.
Good joke. We always need those in these times. So you're saying like in the Netherlands, it's a week ahead.
Yeah, so we had like the lockdown happened the weekend before the UK. So kind of like a few days ahead. So we're kind of seeing things happen. It just takes a few days for things to calm down and like people not to go crazy over like pasta and rice.
Okay. Good to know because I'm running low on rice. But do you think British people will have, are they the same as people from the Netherlands? You know, what if people here behaviorally, you know, they just have different behaviors? Maybe people here are more selfish or they're more panicky?
I think like fairly similar, but I think like people here, when the government says, okay, like get it together, like people here are maybe a little bit more compliant compared to the UK rather than like in the UK, people just go to the park over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I saw pictures and I was like,
oh my God, right? That's crazy.
Even now when I go leave my house, I feel like slightly irresponsible, you know?
Although I do love that they're all like documenting it on Instagram stories. Cause it's like, if this is like a whole load of people die, then like the government can be like searching Instagram stories and be like, here's the evidence. So I do appreciate that, people.
Yes. So we can see, yeah, who's responsible for this whole shit. Yeah. Well, what about like in terms of the numbers and deaths and cases in the Netherlands? Are they like still increasing or is the rate of increasing slowing down? What's happening there?
I think it's tracking just behind the UK, which considering the population of the Netherlands is quite small, it's probably quite high for the country. But I think probably where people are maybe behaving themselves a little bit more, it should calm down a little bit sooner maybe.
Okay. Let's hope so, man, because I'm getting really, I live by myself, you know, so I'm getting really sick of just being home.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for me, I'm an introverted guy, so you're like, this is what I live for.
What?
So, like, there's minimum, like, human contact. This is my dream. Like, all the other time where it's an extroverted world and people are loving it and living life, like, the feeling that those people have now is a feeling that I have every other day, like, when things are normal. So, like, this is my moment. Loving it.
What do you do? Are you working from home?
Yeah, working from home.
Oh, okay. That's good. So you still have a job. Keep it. It's good. Yeah.
I'm loving like all of these changes that are going on. Like during this time, like there's so much like comedy coming out at this moment. There's some pretty good stuff coming through.
Yeah. We try to be part of that thing. You know, we put out a lot. I put out a lot of coronavirus related content, and I don't know. I think it's just topical. You know. Hopefully in a few months you'll look back and it'll feel very dated. Hopefully it'll feel very dated in a few months. But I don't want these jokes to still be relevant 6 months from now. That would be really sad.
Yeah, that would suck. Yeah. But I do like the evolution that's kind of happening. Like it was like pretty shitty at the start, like all of the racism crap and stuff.
Yes.
But then it's kind of like evolved. And then I think it was yesterday, it's been hilarious throughout. But Cardi B put out that message where she was like, you know what, calm down on the Asians. It's ridiculous. That was pretty good.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that. Yes. Thank you, Cardi B, the savior of all Asian people. It's nice. A lot of people have been coming out to defend this.
I love how, like, I think it was on Saturday, the BBC took off Casualty and replaced it with Avengers or something like that. Being like, okay, let's just live in a different world for a couple of hours.
Yeah, is that what you've been doing? Just watching shows and stuff?
Yeah, just kind of like filling the time, like, right? Making a pass. And oh my God, drinking so much whiskey. It's insane. Like, I don't think I've ever had so much alcohol in so few days. It's quite insane. It's going to be weird, like, going back to an office and not being able to just, you know, jump in the fridge and take a whiskey.
I've never had so much alcohol alone. Let's put it that way. I'm a big whiskey guy too, but My whiskey supply is running low. I'm looking at it right now. I only have half a bottle of my Yamazaki left. The Japanese, nice Japanese whiskey. So I need to get more.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you've hit the good stuff already.
Yeah, it's a Yamazaki 12.
Oh my god.
So none of that like Yamazaki no age shit. It's a Yamazaki 12. Very hard to get in the UK.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you like, whiskey wise? What are you drinking?
The stuff that gets you drunk. That's kind of my choice.
You are living it up, Tom.
I told you, this is my moment. Like, as an introvert, this is like, yeah, live it.
Introverts, man, enjoy your time before the extroverts come back and rule the world again. And you guys will go like creep back into your corners, into your dark corners.
That's it. What is wrong with this person that never sees?
Yeah. Well, thank you again for supporting the podcast. And we will hopefully see you on the other side. I don't even know if there's going to be another side, you know, but everybody says that, right? Everybody tries to be optimistic. Hopefully we'll see you soon, Tom.
All right. Catch you later. See you.
Thanks for coming on the line. All right. That was Tom Green, our very first COVID-19 rescue team tier supporter. Which, if you want to join, if you want to come on the podcast just like he did, feel free to go onto our Patreon, patreon.com/ricetomeetyoupod, and support us. We really need your help right now. Any little bit helps. And if you want to make a one-off donation, Patreon takes payment immediately, so you can just cancel afterwards, and that's essentially a one-off payment for us. All right, so now let's do the proper podcast with Evelyn. And we also asked our listeners about their quarantine stories, anything interesting they've been up to, and how they've been coping. And we got some nice responses. So, wanna take it away, Evelyn? Let's start with the first one.
So, we basically got a lot of responses, way too many to read them out all loud, but we want to thank you all for submitting because we do read every single one. And so we've chosen a few now that we wanted to read up on the podcast.
Yes, and thank you for not sending dick pics. Nobody sent a dick pic. Isn't that amazing?
No, that sucks because I want some.
Do you hear that, people? Slide to Evelyn's DMs with your dick pics.
Yes, please.
She has 2 months left to live. She has bronchitis.
I want to be buried with your dick pic in my coffin.
Yes, it's very easy to choke Evelyn with your dick. It doesn't even need to be that big because she has trouble breathing to begin with anyway. You can choke her with a tiny dick.
That's really true because I have a tiny breathing hole. So, you know, yes. Anything small.
Yeah. If Evelyn's going down on you and she just starts going, that's not your dick. That's her bronchitis acting up. Don't be thinking to yourself, oh my God.
I'm going to be the first person who spreads COVID through the penis.
Yes. It's great. You'll be very good for guys' egos, Evelyn.
Thank you.
Just go down and... and like, yeah, man. That's how big my horse cock is. Nah, mate, it's just bronchitis.
Yeah, then I have to be like...
And then that one tear rolls down your eyes, you know? This got really 18 really quick.
Nigel, is this my K-drama? Like, that's my story? A girl with breathing problems who just wants to suck dick, but can't. And whenever she does, she just starts to cry because she can't.
That can be your Pornhub debut. I love sucking dick, but I have asthma and bronchitis. Yeah, come over here. I'll teach you how to do it. Doing, 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 doing. What is that? My God. All right, let's get to the listener stories,
that's
Evelyn. We're getting
theme.
Distracted here.
Okay. So, I'm going to read a message. This message is from Linda. Thank you so much for writing, Linda. And the message is, getting really fat. I already have a triple chin, no joke. It's too cold and dusty outside to do some sport or running. Trying a few recipes, it's nice. Tasting wine, too. I tried to do some exercise at home, but it's not the same motivation, haha. I've played all the board games, we all know the questions. Cleaning the house felt good, though. Doing things that I don't really think of or having time during the week, like taking a bath. Take care. The world will be better soon if everyone do their jobs. And by their jobs, she means social distancing.
Yes, thank you, Linda. Thanks for writing in. I'm not getting fat yet, but I'm losing. The definition of my abs are starting to go. And it's really, it brings a lot of pain. I feel it.
I remember the last time this happened to you, you got food poisoning in Vietnam, and then you were starting to lose your muscle definition, and you said that your hoodie didn't fit as tight anymore.
Yeah, it sucks. 2020 has been shit. First food poisoning from a raw egg in Hanoi, and now coronavirus.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to be swole.
Life is tough for Nigel Ung.
Yeah. I can't even get my hair cut anymore. I was looking forward to get a perm, but not all the hair salons are closed. Where am I going to get my perm?
Please do a home perm. Please.
No,
I beg
no,
you.
No, no.
Do a home perm.
No, 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 no. Never.
Listeners, if you guys want Nigel to do a home perm and film it on Instagram Live, let us know and I will make him do it.
You're such a hater, Evelyn. You're such a hater.
No, no, no. Nigel, we should start a home perm tier on Patreon, and the people who signed up to that, if we get more than 20 people, then you have to do it.
Okay, if we clear $1,000 on Patreon, I will do a home perm and I'll dye my hair a color that you choose, listeners.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right,
I'll choose a color. I'll choose a color. I'll choose a color, but I'll do a home perm.
Okay.
$1,000. If now we're at 600 something, I think.
So $400 more.
Yes. So if you're listening, you want to see me do a home perm on Instagram Live, support our Patreon. When we get to 1,000, I'll do a home perm. I'll sacrifice myself.
That's only 20 more rice emperors.
Yes. We love our rice emperors. And I also want to say, I did an Instagram Live recently, and I think the takeaway of my message is, if you're still a virgin now, now will be a good time to lose it.
What?
The world is ending. Don't die without having had sex. That's terrible. Find some way. Shoot your shot. If there's someone you like, tell them you like them. And then, you know, just try to fuck them. All right? Sleep with a prostitute.
Oh,
Don't leave this world a virgin. If there's one piece of advice you take away from this episode.
Well, my advice is it's overrated.
Yeah, coming from the person who only had sex twice.
How'd you know?
I keep a tally. I've done my research.
You've done your research. But yeah, it's overrated. So stay indoors. Stay with your parents, stay in the basement of your mother, and just wait. And then, when everybody else has died and it's time to repopulate the earth, you can have sex then.
I disagree, but sure, you can listen to Evelyn if you want. All right, on to the next listener story. Okay, Waikine. I used to hate studying, but since I have been quarantined, I've been taking online classes, including Mandarin, voluntarily to keep myself sane. My Asian parents must be proud. Yes, your Asian Ooh. Parents must be proud of you. That's very nice. Like, I've never wanted to take online classes ever, but, you know, now people are so bored. Of course they'll do it.
I think it's a really good alternative. And that's a really good thing because I found myself as well in self-isolation. I just get so much more work done.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I expect this episode to be ready by tonight. I think this episode is going to go down as the unfolding of our sanity.
I know.
So, Rise to Meet You, It's disintegrating. Maybe this is the end. This is sort of the end of the Rise to Meet You podcast.
No, it's not. Why are you so negative? This is so weird. You're usually the positive one.
No, well.
And I'm usually the Debbie Downer. I'm usually Eeyore and you're usually Tigger. And now the roles have changed.
No.
Yeah.
I think it's a possible. It's true. We all hate it. We do it because we have to. But if this is what future society is going to look like, give me all the conspiracy theories, man. I'm going to go down that rabbit hole, you know. Is it what you want? 12 weeks of this. It's going to suck balls.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, it's like, it's a pandemic, you know? That's what it is. And so we have to just we have to live with it. This is what's happened. And this is how we survive, I guess, you know? But it's the thing of like, of course it's going to be bad. If we have like the feeling of it being bad, then it's going to be that, you know?
Oh, all of this is coming from a place of acceptance, you know? It's negative, but that's what I think it's going to be. Like, let's put it this way. Like, I hope we get better. I really do hope. Like, this thing will become easier. Because if this goes on, I think I'll be happier stacking shelves. Let's just put it that way. But maybe I'm wrong. So let's find out next week.
I'm going to prove you wrong, Nigel.
All right, let's do it.
This was supposed to be a happy, funny episode for our listeners to take their mind off of self-isolation. We're just like, now I think they all are going to have to write into us and be like, hey, it's all okay. You're going to be fine.
I think we'll get through it. I think we'll get through it.
Yeah, we'll get through it. We're fine, listeners. It just... So the thing is, we're just navigating a new way of recording this podcast, and I think we've both learned a few things, and we're both accepting a few things, and we hope that this is just entertaining enough for you guys so that you don't want to kill yourselves like me and Nigel do.
So listeners out there, we love you, we want you to be healthy, stay indoors, be responsible, support our Patreon. In this time, if there's one thing you can do, support our Patreon.
And stay away from other people.
See you next week and see how this unravels. See how much more crazier I've become.
All right. See you next week, everybody. Bye.
Bye. This episode is made possible by our wonderful patrons. Thank you so much for helping us out through these tough times. We want to shout out our Rice Emperor tier patrons, Andrew Aoyong, Azwan Ahmad, Carly Stungo, Debbie Lee, Chen Youze, Gabriella Bromley, Harry Yarnell, Helena Sheffield, Jan Godfrey, Julie, Carr, Kerry, Leong, Max Middlekoo, Mariah Bell, Ong Mei Yan, Rose Kelly, Sin, Sizhe, Tom Green, and Vera. Thank you so much for your support, and hopefully catch you all on the other side.